You've got to tune to the afternoon show on 90.3 KEXP and streaming worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Larry Rose, and I'm very excited to have Floating Points here in the KEXP studios, all the way from London, playing tonight at Numo's. You guys got a song you want to start out with?
Yes, we have. Yeah, we've got Silhouettes, which is from the last album, just put out.
Great.
And should we take it away?
Take it away.
Let's go.
Take it away. We'll talk after. Floating Points live on KEXP. Man, that sounded so great. Floating Points was started by Sam Shepard, who is here with the band. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hi, hey. Would you like to introduce the band?
Band. Yeah. The band is Leo Taylor on drums. Yeah.
Hello, Leo.
Kirkus on guitar. Susumu Makai on bass. Alex Reeve on guitar. And Jim also on percussion and electronics. So.
Man, well, thank you all for coming. It sounded great. And that song is Silhouettes. It's from the new album, Alania. Mm. And it's your debut full length,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you how the kind of the history of Floating Points. So you started out actually going way back as a classical composer.
I mean, I had more classical upbringing, like listening to classical music mostly.
Yeah.
I was in a choir in Manchester Cathedral in the north.
Oh, wow.
North of England. And I sort of studied piano kind of classically, and I've progressively gotten worse at playing and sort of got more heavily into jazz now I'm surrounded by knobs.
And it sounds incredible. And I want to mention the visual element. There's actually a Floating Points behind you, which I assume will be at Numos tonight.
Yeah, it'll be there, yeah.
Cool. Floating Points playing at Numos tonight. And I first became aware of Floating Points when you were putting out some singles, probably 6 years ago, I think.
Okay,
The JNW Beat, KNW Beat single. And that was more laptop composed, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, when I moved to London to go to university.
Okay.
And I had a lot of friends in Manchester I used to play with. When I went to university, I didn't have a band anymore. I didn't have like people to play music with. So I got really into just making music on my laptop, and that's all I had. And so I made all this electronic music.
And you were DJing out as well at the time?
And at the time, we started a sort of club night in London for a charity called Macmillan Cancer Support. And it was like a sort of bunch of friends that sort of ran this club night.
I see.
And we raised money for this charity, and I was DJing at it, sort of not really out of wanting to do it, but out of kind of, I had records, and I'd collected records, so I played this night, and then it kind of tumbled into me doing some bar things, and eventually Plastic People, which is a club that was in London until last January.
Okay.
Which was, it's really important for sort of actually the music scene of, it extends so far. Like dubstep was sort of incubated in this room, and and a lot of DJs, Theo Parrish, that were very influential on the contextualization of music in a club environment. So you'd go there and you'd hear records that you wouldn't have thought it belonged in a club.
Sure.
And people are going crazy to a Pharoah Sanders record,
and
so that was like an ear opening experience.
Sounds like an incredible place.
It was amazing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. And you were going to school at the same time. What were you studying?
I was studying neuroscience at the time. And
And you got your PhD. And would you make any? Is there any connection between your studies and the music? Turning on and off DNA sequences, or I don't know.
I think just turning off DNA sequences in my case. Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that means, but
not anymore.
So the music became gradually less and less maybe house dance and more into maybe jazz oriented, or were you doing both?
I don't know what it is that I'm making now. I mean, obviously the sort of remnants of my electronic making world still exist. I mean, I always feel like that music. I'm just making the music that I never thought I was making dance music originally.
Sure.
I was just making music that I had the resources to make. And now I've got like a studio in London, a live room like this, and I can record a band. And obviously, I think I wanted to do that back then. It's just I didn't have the resources. I was just using whatever's available. So now
I see.
I still use what's available. And
what's
available is these amazing guys. So.
That's absolutely. And I wanted to ask you about the Studer A80. That was a...
It's a big tape machine that I found like very cheap on like Craigslist.
And I heard it didn't really fit in your place.
It wouldn't actually go through my front door. So I live in a really busy street in like central London. Yeah. I was just sitting there and hadn't just covered it, and then found a small studio temporarily with a door frame that was 80 centimeters so I could get it in there.
Wow.
And that's kind of how I started to get a studio together.
Got it.
Yeah.
And how did the band come together?
I've known these guys through various... So how did it happen? So Leo was working with him on a project he's got called The Invisible.
Okay.
We've got an album coming out later this year. Kirkus is from Melbourne and has his own project called Kirkus as well. And great. Sumu, bass player, who actually I kind of had a project called Zongamin and plays with other bands in London. And I actually kind of bumped into him and was like, I've got this thing going, and do you fancy playing bass on it? Alex, I've known for years, playing in various bands. His band's Hijira, which is a beautiful band.
Oh, okay.
I've put on another label I've got called Eglow. And Jim is the latest kind of addition, who's going to kind of take over drums eventually on this tour. And we met in New York a few months ago. So,
man, well, you guys sound great. And the new album is called Elenia. It's the debut full length from Floating Points. We're so excited to have you here and playing tonight at Numo's. I wanted to ask you one more thing. I heard you have a huge record collection that you've been accumulating records for years.
Yeah.
About 10,000 records, is that what I read?
Yeah, it's hard to count, but it's thereabouts, yeah.
Because our vinyl library here is about somewhere in that ballpark, I believe.
Okay.
And so I'm really amazed that you have that.
Well, it's the lots of 45s as well. So it's,
sure. Have you ever had to move with them?
I can't move, yeah. I won't. Yeah, and then when I do, I don't think anyone will be happy to help me.
All right, well, Floating Points live at KXP playing tonight at Numo's. Very happy to have you here. You got a couple more for us. I think this next one is part of our Inside the Music of KXP interactive installation.
Try and play it because it's in the installation here.
Yeah. Come down. It closes on Sunday, May 8th. So
I just went to see it, and it's nice to hear it come alive in a 3D space.
It's very nice. Cool. All right. Yeah. Floating Points live on KEXP.
Yeah, here we go.
Floating Points live on KEXP. Man, that sounded incredible. That's a brand new song.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been playing that one out a bit. We just recorded it. It's going to come out, I think, July 22nd.
In July. Man, well, sounded great. It's called...
Kuiper.
Kuiper.
Yeah. Okay. I've learned it's the correct pronunciation.
Well, it sounds great. Floating Points live on KEXP and playing tonight at Numos. Man, you'll be totally transported. I highly recommend heading down to that show tonight. Was that some sort of elaborate... neuroscience experiment, because it sounded incredible. I felt neurons firing.
It's the most successful experiment I've ever done.
Yes. Are you still doing science, by the way? Or?
No, okay. Not really. I mean, I keep reading.
Yeah, well, the music you're making is incredible. And come down to Numos tonight, playing up at in Vancouver tomorrow at the Celebrities Nightclub. Thank you so much for coming in. I wanted to ask you one more question. You work with Caribou and Fortet as well?
They're very good friends of mine, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And so I probably hang out with them more than work with them. But sure. We DJ a lot together and we eat a lot together.
Nice. Well, I'm going to go out with a Caribou song here in a minute. But I want to thank Jim and Justin and Alia and Scott and Matt and Matthew, Kevin Suggs, Jen and Elaine. Thank you so much. You're listening to 90.3 FM KEXP Seattle.